A Port Coquitlam town home builder must pay an $8,000 fine and plant several trees after chopping down trees without a permit. The city levied the fine in accordance with its tree bylaw rules that require permits before trees can be cut. As many as 8 trees were removed from the property at 1727 Prairie Avenue, which is being considered for a 6-townhouse development, according to a rezoning report to Port Coquitlam Council. On Tuesday, November 15, Council and Committee will consider rezoning to allow the construction of 3-story townhouses in 2 buildings on the 13,000-square-feet lot at the corner of Prairie Avenue and Wellington Street that houses an older 1950s-era single-family home. City staff recommend the proposal, noting that it fits with the official community plan and will help meet the city's housing needs for 1,640 new ground-oriented homes by 2026. However, removing the trees without a permit has proven to be a bit of a challenge for the developer. Though none of the chopped trees were considered significant, Admiral Operations Limited will have to make up for the loss by planting 3 trees for every one that was chopped down. Admiral will also have to replace 3 trees remaining on the property that have been topped by BC Hydro and are in the way of services, leaving only a holly tree. Cash instead of planting trees. In all, 27 trees have to be planted, but only 14 trees will fit on the site, so Admiral Operations Limited will have to pay an additional $6,500 to $500 for each tree to the city in lieu of more trees. However, the city notes that the replanted trees will be larger than required and include a mixture of deciduous and conifer species, including maple, cypress, ironwood, and spruce. Most of the trees had been recommended for removal in a 2020 arborist report, including a number of older fruit trees, some of which were in poor condition. However, Admiral Operations apologized for removing trees without a permit, according to a staff report, citing a miscommunication with a hired landscaper. Meanwhile, the developer is seeking approval for 6 townhouses, one more than allowed under the proposed zoning. If approved, the developer would be required to pay $58,500 for the increase in land value, money which would be split between the city's community amenities and special needs housing reserve funds. A public hearing is also required for this rezoning. Road, sidewalk upgrades. Upon approval, frontage improvements would be required along Prairie Avenue and Wellington Street, including reconstruction of half the road plus 1 meter, complete with curb and gutter, as well as sidewalk, road drainage, street trees, street lighting. Existing bus stop apron is to be restored after construction, and new service connections, water, sanitary, and storm sewers to the site will be required. Placing overhead wireries underground for hydro and telecommunications will also be required. Homes have rooftop decks. The proposed development consists of 5, 3-bedroom and 1, 4-bedroom townhouse units, ranging from 1,872 square feet to 2,421 square feet. The development is designed with 2 buildings, one fronting Prairie Avenue and one fronting Wellington Street. Each building contains 3 ground-oriented attached units, each with direct pedestrian access to the street, landscaped front yards and defined entries, and a private rooftop deck.